And we have Brandon Smith from Emergency Management Agency.
Yeah, there we go.
EMA.
Found it.
Definitely not PEMA.
Not PEMA.
Not PEMA.
Definitely not
that.
Not
EMS. That. Yeah. Not 911.
I'm a has-been in those worlds.
Okay.
Used to could.
Used to could.
Hey,
so
you do get around.
Hang on, Sheila. Hang on.
Oh, Lord.
So I've been watching the 911 show, and it's really good.
You feel like you're ready to go to work after watching that?
You know.
Like, get you a siren and
I think I could do the not so heavy lifting.
He thinks he can do it all.
I feel like he does that here every day.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
That's why I feel as if I'm qualified.
You feel
to do
qualified.
That
yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I got to tell you,
could
though.
You just stand and direct? Like just point people where
yes,
to go?
Yes. I mean,
that's
yeah,
what I do.
I'd be
part
great
of
that.
He loves doing that.
I'd be great at that. Now, the running into the emergency part?
No.
That sounds
dangerous.
I don't think I'm up for that.
No.
But so I wanted to ask, because I know last week was it
National Telecommunicator Week, yeah.
So that's dispatchers, 911 operators, all of that stuff.
Yes, sir.
So does any of that translate, like any, because I'm real bad to only know what I've seen on television. So,
which is a fake drama,
which it is, you know, so
fake ish,
but I think
sometimes they're based on real events.
But. Well, I figure some of it is, you know, some of the technology maybe is kind of the same. Cause I've seen pictures of what it looks like here.
Sure.
And it's not what's on television, but it looks like it resembles some of the stuff. Have you seen the show and how does that compare to real life?
I've seen a few episodes of the show and I can't watch very many of them. There are some shows I like. Like, I like Chicago Fire, but you recognize Chicago Fire, 911, all those shows. Mm-hmm. The calls that they run in each episode are like once-in-a-career kind of calls for
most
departments.
Yeah.
Like you don't run those every shift.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching 911. They've had an earthquake, a building come down on them, a blimp in a soccer stadium.
Yeah, so we have in the FEMA training courses, there's this make-believe city, Central City.
Ooh.
It's in Liberty County, and everything happens in Central City. So I just
are you supposed to be telling this?
Yeah, okay. It's fine. It's blown up. It's flooded. It's had 15 different disasters just this week. Mm-hmm. But it's like the hub of disasters. It would be like having a TV show on Central City.
Really?
Is what those shows are like, yeah.
So, but that's what those situations at that Central City, that's a training ground for all of you.
Yeah, it's a training scenario. So we'll lay out in the courses, those of us that are instructors in those FEMA disciplines, we'll lay out the scenario, and it just gives you a fictional government to kind of work it from.
Okay. Now, what's your specialty in that?
On the training side, I teach the Incident Command System and Public Information Officer courses are the main things.
Incident
I teach.
Command Center, like what is
standing and telling people where to go and what to do.
Again, you're great
at
that.
In your terms, that's,
okay.
It's direction
terms.
And control. Yeah.
Brandon's
people
off.
Like you.
what would my terms be, Brandon?
Brandon B. Someone like you might understand. Point
you.
What do you think my terms would be?
You run into the danger.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know you were running into the danger. You'd be in it and be like, this is not a good idea.
Oh, somebody needs help? Let
it's
me go.
Hot in here.
You know what? This building is burning. I think I need to call
you
somebody
else. You
pick
up on clues quick, so I feel like you'd pick it up.
How did I get here?
Jason told me. Jason pointed, and I ended up in here.
I'll
don't know
what
happened.
Though, when I did that Citizens Fire Academy, it is very easily to get turned around on something like that. Like, you think you went in a certain way, and then you've got smoke, fire, and you're... And then the heat of the moment, no pun intended.
Saw what you did there.
But seriously, people get turned around a lot, and you don't realize it. That's why people need fire plan and all that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things. I did that for a short period of time, some of the firefighting stuff. And I just wholeheartedly admire firefighters for what they do. Firefighters, police officers, you know, everybody in our realm has their specialty of what they do.
Yeah.
But nobody understands the stresses on the body. Nobody understands how you control that and how you actually handle the situation in front of you. So it's pretty cool to be affiliated with a group of people that are that significant in what they do and do it really well.
Well, all of y'all.
Yeah, it's all at a high level.
We're blessed.
For sure.
For sure.
They're level one.
Now, going back to the
I knew we were coming back to this. I thought we'd redirected him.
No.
He is so hooked on that
dog
show.
Dog on a bone.
I didn't say that.
I didn't have...
Sheila
Brandon,
said that.
I'm so sorry we didn't invite you in to talk about
Sheila
that
brought
show.
That back up.
What did I didn't bring the show back up.
He pointed at you and now it's your fault.
Right.
Brandon knows I didn't.
You brought it up.
Want to talk about the show, though?
Well, no,
I'm in.
No, I wanted to just talk about the 911 operators because, you know, after watching that show for a little bit, you kind of get, because at first you think 911 operator, I bet I could do that.
But then a lot of people think they can.
You start watching that show, and then you're like, wait a minute. I mean, I know these are outlandish, but I bet there's some that, because some of them are just heartbreaking. Like, how you even handle that situation. Yeah. What kind of, like, actual training to deal with that those types of situations do they go through?
Yeah, Josh and Penny do a really good job with the training for the 911 dispatchers, and that's something, again, in a former role that I had the opportunity to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing when you stand in the room and you listen to them handle the most delicate, the most sensitive situation that somebody's ever going to be in their entire mm-hmm. life. And they're listening. They're hanging on every word that the dispatcher says. It's pretty impressive to watch that. So they do a training program ahead of time. They do a lot of on-the-job training, a lot of things that they have to, you know, the hoops, so to speak, mm-hmm. they have to jump through. And we've seen people come in who tried it, and just after that one bad call said, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
And again, I know that's all fictionalized and dramatized and completely outlandish, but just the thought of even half of some of those calls would be so heartbreaking. I mean,
and then not even knowing when they're coming in. I mean, you could just be just coming back from lunch.
That's
and
right.
You're you're in this mood like, oh, it's a great day. And then boom, you've got to.
I mean,
you've got to concentrate
just sitting here
and
talking
be calm
like this.
And calm that other mm-hmm. person down on the other end of the
yeah,
line.
It's not uncommon for the dispatchers to just be sitting around talking like this about something that's going on, real world events, or
and sudden
Taylor
change.
Swift and Kim Kardashian, and then everything changes when that phone rings, mm-hmm. and they have to just completely shift into game mode. And it's such an impressive group of people that they prefer that nobody ever sees them, but I wish the community could see them and see how they respond to these. And that's the 911 dispatchers here, that's police department, sheriff's department, Tennessee mm-hmm. Tech Police. They all do that, and they do it exceptionally well.
Well, nobody ever calls those guys on their best day.
No, not typically.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and there's a lot more. You talked about the heartache side of it. There's a lot more heartache than anybody ever sees or hears about. You know, there are calls every single day in there that would just break your heart, and you'd think about it for weeks that they have to deal with that and then move on to mm-hmm. the next call.
That's not something you can really train. That seems like something you have to be equipped with. You have to be a special person to be able to take
really
on that role.
Really want to do it. I mean, I think they come in wanting to do it, but then
Absolutely.
After they take a call, and you said somebody bows out sometimes, they just know, I don't have the nerves for this.
They're some of the toughest people I know in our profession. Dispatchers probably get beat up more than anybody else because they get beat up by the caller, you know, and the crews are always demanding things. The responders on the other end, we're always pushing the envelope, trying to
get
more.
It's customer service
more.
For the worst product ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a
great description. Yeah. And they're phenomenal at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish people understood what they really go through and what they do because they are a phenomenal group of people.
Can you still skip?
I can.
I can too. Guess who can't?
Oh, sure enough.
Let me tell you, I'm coming off of a sickness.
Oh, I'm here.
Well, then you need to come to CrossFit with me, and you'll be able to skip and do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You'll be able to skip on your hands by the time I
skip on your hands?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a thing, but it sounded cool in the moment. Don't
You're
ask questions,
CrossFit
Jason.
Man? You're a CrossFit man?
I don't know that I'd call myself a CrossFit man, but I belong to the cult, I guess.
No, but I got a you do CrossFit? No, but I got a membership.
Got a library card.
Yeah, got a library card.
You're a Raider? No, but I got a library card.
That's why Brandon fits
I go and fumble through it. Yeah.
Yesterday there was some training exercises around the county. I'm sure some people saw it and maybe even freaked out a little bit because there was it was a lot. So what all went on yesterday?
So we had a training exercise at the First Pentecostal Church there on South Walnut Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and was an opportunity for us to bring in all the agencies to work together on some scenarios. We built out two or three scenarios that they had to go through. One of those was the incident command system, the point and grunt.
Mm-hmm.
So we did for supervisors, they came and just did a quick little scenario in the command post and talked about some things, just enhancing how we all work together, just really focused on how we work together, how we mm-hmm. communicate together, and what are the next steps when those emergencies play out.
Right. And maybe something that, if this were to really happen, we should do this.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I think what's cool that again, another one of those things people don't get to see is when you get that many responders together, they come up with their own ideas.
Right.
And so those of us who are setting the scenarios and those of us who are instructors are smart enough to sometimes just hush and listen to them talk.
Yeah.
Because they'll come up with better ways or better plans or a new idea. That's always cool. We don't ever get to just sit and talk to each other. You know, fire department gets to talk to fire, EMA gets to talk to EMA, you know, rescue gets to talk to rescue, but you
kind of
don't
brainstorm
get everybody
off
together.
Of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool to see and to get to hang out with your friends and get some training into.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If there is an emergency, all those people are involved.
Absolutely.
So to be able to talk to each other and know what each team is going to do is invaluable.
Yeah. That yesterday was led by our Rescue Task Force subcommittee of the local emergency planning committee, and Lieutenant Brent Anderson from Cookeville PD, he manages that, is the chair of that group, did a phenomenal job with the training yesterday. And it was cool. It was an all-morning event, so people just came as they could. Night shift came before they went home and went to bed. We started at 6 in the morning, and people just kind of rolled throughout the morning. It worked really, really well.
Well, I mean, to get really great at anything, they always say that means you got to practice.
Absolutely.
So this is just part of the practice.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's probably weird to practice for an emergency, but that's you got to do. How many times do you do it multiple times through the year?
Oh, yeah.
Or are there other types of trainings that you do throughout the
multiple
year?
Different types of training? So each area of responsibility, law enforcement has to have their 40-hour in service, and then they have many other hours that they do with tactical training and traffic stops and, you know, just all the things that belong there. EMS does the same thing. They have their in-service hours over the year. We do the same thing with EMA, with Rescue 911, but this is an opportunity for everybody to come together on one focus area.
Right.
And so we kind of rotate that around through the year. We'll do the community-wide disaster drill that we're required to do every year. But it's just a good opportunity to get everybody together, let everybody see how each other are thinking, and, you know, let the police look and see what EMS is thinking and what they're doing, and kind of understand more behind the scenes. Because day to day, we do that all the time for car wrecks and medical calls and other things. We're trying to focus on the situations we're not going to see that often, or hopefully maybe never see.
Yeah, and, I mean, your day-to-day stuff, you're doing that every day.
Yeah, so, yeah, and we're evaluating every single call. One of your tasks is to reevaluate it. How did that go? Was there anything we could have done better?
Right.
So we're focusing on those low frequency but high risk events.
Like what are those? I mean, like what are you talking about?
So
there?
we've done things like hazardous material spills, tornadoes, active shooter, explosions, all the things that you watch every week in your 911 show.
On your 911 drama.
We plan for those.
You got to have a plan.
But if
you didn't have a plan, or if you didn't train.
Captain Nash always knows what to do.
Yeah. I guess that's Angela Bassett.
No. That's the guy who runs the firehouse.
Anyway, back to our real life. Yeah, back to our real life.
She's a sergeant on the police force.
Sergeant captain.
She's married to the captain.
Oh, I understand.
The fire department.
Okay. I'm in.
I'm trying to steer it back on the road now.
How's that going for you?
Not good.
Okay. Good luck.
Anyway, I was saying.
You got two squirrels over here.
And I thought I was
just
the squirrel.
Running around in the yard.
Poor Jason has that every day. I'm surprised I'm not the squirrel along with y'all. But anyway, if we didn't have the training.
She damn near squirreled right then, didn't she?
If we didn't have the training like we do, and something bad did happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, because nobody would have planned. It would just be, speaking of squirrels, mean, really, it would be like, oh, let's see, what do we do?
So I think it would be better than you think it would, because we plan for those incidents anyway.
See, but what if you didn't?
This training allows us to actually put the plan into place and actually work through it. But we're accustomed to rolling up on stuff.
So you would think it would be muscle memory a little bit.
Yeah, we're accustomed to rolling up on stuff we've never heard of before, though, and we work it.
Well, imagine you have to be in the command system. Because, I mean, you got a bunch of human beings out here, and we ain't the brightest bulbs in the bunch. I mean,
two of them that ain't bright.
Are you talking about me and you?
I'm talking about all the
above. Because, I mean, it's true. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
And I guess that's a good question. Coming up, spring's here, summer. Yeah. It's stupid stuff season.
Yeah. It's also severe weather season.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we focus a lot of our effort right now as we're getting ready for spring, or what we affectionately in the medical world refer to as trauma season, because people do. They get hurt more. They're out doing more. But we're focused on spring right now and really trying to make sure everybody has a plan for severe weather safety and they have multiple ways to receive their alerts. We've got a new cool system that we started just this year. Tyler and Sharon have been working for years to try to figure out how to get safe places for people who live in mobile homes or in unsturdy structures. Well, this year, actually last year, Heather Mathis from Channel 5 got the law changed where churches can open and don't face any of the liability. It limits the liability of a church that says, hey, y'all can shelter here during a severe weather event. Yeah. So we had actually the very first church in the state that opened under the new News Channel 5 program was the Double Springs Church of Christ, which was, you know, the core of the recovery of the tornado.
That's right.
It was pretty cool to see that they were the first ones. We're the first county that logged into it, and they were the first church ever logged on during the tornado watch a couple weeks ago. So that's pretty cool.
How about that in our county?
That's right.
I like
that's right.
That.
Now, when severe storms are coming through, there's a command post for that as well, right?
Yeah,
you can watch it
absolutely
like a meteorologist.
We have the we tell Tyler he's our resident meteorologist, even though he doesn't hold the certifications. He actually out forecasts the forecasters most of the time.
Really?
So we'll have people, hey, what does Tyler's gut say? And I'm like, well, you really don't want to know what he ate for breakfast, but he has a really keen ability to dissect the forecast, look at what's going on, and draw back on historical experience. He's been doing this over 30 years,
wow.
right? So
yeah.
he has the ability to look back on historical events and say, I really have a gut feeling this one's going to be rough, or this one's not going to be as big of a deal as they think it is.
Right.
But, yeah, we're in
I
our emergency operations
center.
He looks
at woolly worms, too, doesn't he?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. We'll bring him one morning and ask him about the woolly worms, and Jason can ask him about TV shows.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
well, and I'd be more interested in what his opinion is on, like, Blackberry Winter and stuff like that.
I bet he has one.
Yeah, I'd say he subscribes to that.
You almost have to.
Grown up that way.
It happens every year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you can't argue it.
No,
it's an actual thing that happens.
It's there.
So anyway, I just did want to see if he thought the same. That would be my.
I'll ask him this morning.
I'll
tell him he needs to do.
There's not a lot of weather TV shows.
I'm going to see if he'll do a Tyler's Almanac.
Hey man, you seen Twister? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
Tyler's Almanac. I'd buy that.
I think it could work.
Yeah,
I think it totally could work.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell him we want an almanac now.
We do.
Sheila's all the time coming up with stuff. What was it for the fire department? Oh yeah, calendar. She wanted a firefighter's calendar.
I bet she does.
So. I bet she does.
She hasn't seen some of them.
What about an EMA calendar?
You don't want that in your life.
No. Brandon Smith's here from EMA. Thanks so much for coming in, man. We really appreciate your time. And
putting up with us.
Putting up with us. And
I'm
all
just
the
opening act.
And all the stuff that you guys do on a daily basis. And you're right. I think if more people really had a good grasp on that, they'd be blown away.
Yeah, I think so, too. We're proud to be able to use our skills and serve our community. We love our community for sure.
Good stuff, Brandon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.